The ERS, or Earth Remote Sensing Satellites, in the 1990s monitored floods, continental and ocean surface temperatures, and traced the movement of ice fields. The European Space Agency, which is headquartered here in Paris, says most of the two-ton satellite will burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, and if parts of the machine do survive the fiery descent, then they will most likely land in the ocean. The public should not be too concerned because there is a 1 in a billion chance that they would get hit by some of the returning satellite fragments. Ross Cullen, Paris.